Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest, Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Then your request, pause for text line, 410-583-1057. Get your votes in, featured artist Friday. We got a lot to get to over the next hour. Well, 2 hours, hour 55 minutes, basically. Now, Alohi Gilman brought in the Dape Oweh trade. Mm-hmm. He was at practice yesterday. He's on the 53-man roster. And his addition, and we'll hear from John talking about C.J. Gardner-Johnson here in a minute, but will Gilman's addition allow Kyle Hamilton to be more like he was 2 years ago when Mike McDonald was running things?
I mean, I think there's a lot that goes with it. You know, it's just kind of put it together and set up the scheme. I mean, you're playing the Rams. We've got to consider what they're doing, what our game plan is going to be against them. We've got that plan put together. We're trying to practice it now, and we'll see where it takes us.
I think, Bob, yes, with Hamilton up close. Because what are the Rams like to get the ball out quick. And they like to throw it short. I mean, they throw the ball three-step, you know, short. Puka, because Puka, he's got over 240 yak yards already. And he's good. And Adams is a good route runner, too. They run those little stick routes and then, bam, you know, they'll take five all day and then hope that, you know, he breaks a tackle. I mean, that's what they do a lot of.
But getting him at the line of scrimmage, Kyle Hamilton, also maybe creates pass rush opportunities.
Yeah, because I've always thought that Kyle has natural hands. He's probably better than most of those guys rushing the passer because he's more natural with more so than Elway or Ajabo.
Yeah, right.
You know, right now.
Now, Oweh goes in the trade with a zero sacks. And the Ravens have had a hard time getting the quarterback, six on the season, two from Nnamdi Madubuike, who hasn't played since week two, and he's out for the season. John was asked yesterday if the Ravens are going to keep looking for some pass rushers here.
I think so. You know, those guys, like you said, it's twofold. The guys will be in there, and their reps will ramp up, see how they handle it, and see if they can get to the quarterback, and then I'm sure until the trade deadline, those are going to be conversations that will be had.
You know, it's funny when he answers. So basically, it's absolutely they're looking for a pass rusher. So kind of tells you what they thought of Oweh, right?
Oh, sure. But where do you go? Who's out there going, where's the Van Noy? Where's the Clowney from 2 years ago?
They're already signed.
Yeah.
You got to go, Bob, to a that's why you're probably going to have to wait closer to the deadline and see the teams are already out of it.
Yeah. And then, like, for instance, we saw Cleveland and Cincy make the Flacco trade.
Right.
But Cincinnati's not trading Trey Hendrickson to the Ravens for it. That sort of thing.
Well, if you give them a first-round pick or something.
All right. Are you willing to pull the trigger there?
And then you got to pay them. Trey Hendrickson? I definitely, because, Bob, I mean, if I'm first-round, I'm looking for a tackle or a pass rusher anyhow, So, Trey Hendrickson, I would definitely consider. And, the price would be steep if it was for the Ravens, I would imagine. And then you just got to look at what other teams, maybe the Jets or some of the Miami or, Chop Robinson or somebody like that.
Now, 1-4 as it is, counting the Rams game, trade deadline's November 4th.
Yeah.
Rams, Bears, Miami. They have 3 games left before the deadline. What do they have? Well, perfect world, they win 3 in a row. They're, 4-4.
2-1. Worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Bob, if you're 1-2, you're done. Because if you lose to the Bears in Miami, we're at Miami, Bears home.
Yeah.
You gotta win both those games.
Yeah, short week, Miami, too. That's a Thursday night.
Yeah, and you know what? What you don't want, Bob, is... You want Mike McDonald to still be there. You don't want an interim coach because they always get a little oomph.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel.
Or McDaniel.
Yeah, yeah. He's right now, Callahan and McDaniel are the leaders in the clubhouse.
No doubt.
To lose their jobs, which, by the way, are where Denard Wilson and Anthony Weaver are.
Yeah.
At this point. And time news from the Nest, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Ravens signed him to the practice squad. John Harbaugh, what's up there?
Thanks for bringing that up, too. I've always liked the way he played. I've always liked the way he played. He brings it. He's a bring it attitude guy. He's a physical player. A lot of juice, a lot of energy. A veteran guy, knows how to play the game. So that's another one that was kind of parallel kind of conversation, really. Maybe him first we were talking about, probably. We've been talking to him for a little while. So having him here is exciting as well. So, yeah, I think our team is better because of that.
No, if team's better, he's playing. There's no doubt about it. So Lowry is going to be cut, wave, put it back on a practice squad, whatever, would be my guess. Because he was in over his head. And now you're bringing in 2 veteran guys there. And then I think it'll help Starks, too, having a veteran guy next to him. And then it's going to allow it's going to allow Kyle Hamilton. Because, Bob, in reality, Keon Martin can't do it right now. I mean, you don't want – I mean, he got 2 penalties. PI, offsides, which was a killer. And his size-wise, playing that nickel in there, he just, tackling-wise, it's not good. So maybe you throw one of these guys in there, too, and fill that role.
Now, we just talked about it with the Ravens. Are they going to be looking for pass rushers? Sure. John Harbaugh was asked about L.A. and the Rams and their pass rush coming at his team.
A high energy. High energy pass rush, obviously, number 8, he's pretty good. Number 0 is really good, too, and number 10 is really good, too. Then the inside guys are high energy players as well. They do a little bit of blitzing. They do a little bit of moving off the edges. But it's really those 4 guys with energy and power. And we're going to have to be ready for that.
Yeah, I think it's more 95-0-8. I wasn't as big on 10. I didn't see 10 really do much. But those other 3 guys, or maybe they did it in other games because I just watched this last game where Harbs watches them all. But those other 3 guys, what he said, absolutely.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, I'll count that late week money by yourself. Talk about sports subjects as well. A lot going on, obviously, in your sporting world. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Talk about the Birds offseason, the search for a new manager. And we'll talk about the playoffs as well. The Yankees are done. The Cubs and the Phillies stay alive. And the Mariners in Detroit have the all-important Game 5 tomorrow night back in Seattle. We'll have highlights from those games coming up later in the hour as well. NFL lunch at 1. Then Vinny's film breakdown of that Rams offense, and we know the names. There are a lot of fancy names, and for good reason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up an hour and a half or so. Stick around for that. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Talk Orioles and the postseason with him. You won't miss that either. But right now, before we get to the many sports subjects of the day, like this big Thursday in college football, Conference USA and the American Conference. Where's the dough? By herself.
Well, the Dow is down 150. The S&P's down 17. NASDAQ is down 47. DraftKings up 51 cents, 34.48. Under Armour is down 9 cents, $4.71.
Shouldn't have worn Skechers today,
though. Yeah.
How about we start with the Ravens here today for buy or sell? John Harbaugh says that Alohi Gilman has a chance to play this Sunday, even though he just arrived in a trade just a few, well, really just yesterday. He's got a whole new defense to learn at short notice. Question is, how much will he see the field if he does suit up? He was playing a starter's workload with the Chargers the past few years, a slight decrease in five games this season, but still considered a starter. Buy or sell, Vinny, Gilman will play at least half of the defensive snaps on Sunday.
I'll buy that. Probably even a little bit more. Because Lowry started last week. So, I would say yes. They will. And with the Rams and stuff, you know, like to spread it out. And if they're playing a lot of nickel, they'll probably play a lot of three safeties, and then we won't see Simpson that much.
Go over to the NBA here. Hype is building for the upcoming season, and number one overall pick Cooper Flagg. He made his preseason debut the other night. It was a very solid performance. Just 14 minutes of action, but spread his stats all across the board. 10 points, made a couple threes, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. But just how high should his scoring expectations be for the upcoming season? Well, recent history shows that only two rookies in the last 5 years have averaged 20 points per game in their first season. Those two names, Victor Wembanyama and Paolo Banchero. Buy or sell, Bob Flagg will join that group with 20 points per game this year.
I'm going to buy it because Kyrie's going to miss most of the season. He'll be back, hopefully, for the playoffs. Anthony Davis is a stud. And their hopes contingent on whether or not he can play 70, 65 games. Forget 82. I mean, even if they're healthy, they don't play 82 games anymore. But he'll score because he's going to have to. Because Klay Thompson's not that guy anymore. D'Angelo Russell, kind of an inconsistent performer. So Cooper Flagg, I'm buying it, Nolan. He'll put a 20 clipper up per night in the NBA's rookie season.
Over to college football, you want to keep an eye on Chapel Hill this week, not for the product on the field, but for what's possibly going on behind the scenes. Multiple outlets reporting that Bill Belichick is searching for an exit from the school, possibly even looking to buy himself out after that buyout dropped from $10 million to $1 million earlier this summer. Other reports of some staffing violations by an assistant coach, players' families speaking on record that things feel like a sinking ship right now. Players are left in limbo. All of this prompted Belichick and the school to release a statement saying, quote, I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building here. Buy or sell, Vinny, Belichick will pull the same move he did 25 years ago with the Jets.
I'm going to sell it. I think he's going to, you know, because it's going to be bad, they're not going to win hardly any games the rest of the time. So, to me, that's a bad look, him walking out on 1 year when they stink like that.
You know what's funny is, through all the speculation and all these rumors coming out, people are saying, well, he could buy himself out if he has, you know, a nice landing spot in the media. Well, who's going to want to take him on? I mean, that's just an embarrassment, really. If he quit on UNC and a media outlet scooped him up, say, for either NFL or college coverage for the rest of the season, I mean, it's just awkward. Like, how do you navigate that on air? Oh, hey, you know, accomplished coach Bill Belichick didn't quit on his team. Don't say that. You know, it's just this. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Like, plus his son's a DC. You know, I'm sure he wants to keep them employed.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I was reading this morning. We were talking off the air that he allegedly he's telling Belichick all the social media people at North Carolina to don't reference Drake May.
Yeah,
you're taking a victory lap if you're UNC, Bubba Cunningham, your boy's the AD. You're taking a victory lap. Be like Maryland saying, don't talk about Stephon Diggs because we hate the Patriots around here. No, you can't do that. And if he gets a TV gig, is he bringing Yoko with him?
Mm. It's appropriate comparison.
Yeah, right.
Seems. Yeah. We'll go back to the NFL here. Through 5 weeks, the AFC playoff picture looks nothing like we expected. Not only are the Ravens completely out of that picture, but the Chiefs are out of it, the Texans, the Bengals, none of them in the playoffs as it stands right now. Meanwhile, the Colts, they're on top. They would be the one seed if things ended today, and the Jags are right there nipping at their heels. Could we be in for a massive shift in the AFC hierarchy? Since 2020, the AFC Championship game has only featured four different teams, Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincy, and Baltimore. Buy or sell, Bob, at least one of the title game participants this year will be a newcomer.
Newbie. At least one. I'm going to sell that. I still see Buffalo and Kansas City finding their way into the championship game. It's not going to be the Ravens. I hope it is. And if they do manage to win 10 games, as Ryan said earlier, then they're going to be one of the hottest teams going into postseason. Mm-hmm. So we can revisit that one. But I don't know. Kansas City, you thought they were back against the Ravens, and then they weren't. But okay, are you buying Danny Dimes to take its team to the championship game? Or Trevor Lawrence?
Can he stack 70?
Justin Herbert?
Can he stack that many games in a row?
Now, Aaron Rodgers could get Pittsburgh interesting here, but I'm going to sell it for now, Nolan, on October the 9th.
Our last topic of the day, also in the NFL. What a strange week for the Cardinals. They blew that game against the Titans in embarrassing fashion. Amari DiMarcato's goal line fumble started the whole meltdown and then prompted head coach Jonathan Gannon to kind of lay into him on the sideline. You know, it's nothing new. We see coaches do it all the time. Player makes a stupid mistake and a coach, you know, gets in their face and barks at him. Now, maybe took it a step further when he kind of slapped the player's shoulder pads as he was walking away frustrated. Nonetheless, in the fallout of all this, the team itself, Arizona, fining their own coach $100,000 for the incident. This is after he already publicly apologized. The last time a coach was fined for something similar, it was Bruce Arians in 2022, but that fine came from the league itself. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Cardinals' self-punishment is soft. Gannon in the right.
I mean, Bob and I talked about this off air. I mean, if you go back to, you know, Earl Bruce, Lou Holt, you know,
Frank Kush.
Yeah, I mean,
Shula.
That was just a no. Like Earl Bruce used to grab my face mask, you know, and like he'd give you a little elbow in the belly and stuff, you know. I mean, I was didn't think anything of it. Lou used to grab Tony Rice's face mask and stuff, you know. I mean, to me, you can't, you know. People have gotten soft, I think. You know, I don't think that that's that big.
I was floored.
Yeah.
The apology nowadays, like the Bobby Knight, you know, way of coaching might not roll because the players have all the leverage. They make all the money and the demands and the workloads and all of this. And but come on. I mean, I worked in the restaurant business. And the chef at the Brass Elephant, Randy Stahl, made Gordon Ramsay look like the nicest, most lovable guy that's ever fried an egg in the history of mankind. You dealt with it. You didn't cry. You just took your verbal beating and you know what I'm going to do? Try to prevent that from ever happening again.
But I don't even know if DeMarcado was offended by it.
Yeah.
I mean, in the video shows him not really reacting at all. He's just letting the coach.
He knew he screwed up.
Right.
The game, that was the KO punch to that game, which they eventually lost.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It became a talking point because he was getting disrespected. And all of the yapping head shows thought that, you know, he overreacted. Now, he's a coach that might get fired when it's all said and done. But if it was a more tenured coach, would anyone be that outraged? But that's a leadership. That's a leader there. A leader of men.
How about when Andy Reid and Kelsey, you know, he bumped him out.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
that was mutual.
Right.
But well, still,
yeah.
Yeah, I saw Taylor Swift hold that rolling pin though, ready to crack somebody upside the head with it. We'll come back, talk to Mike Bordick. He played for Tony La Russa. You think that was all warm and fuzzy? We'll talk to Bordy when we come back about the baseball playoffs and everything that's going on. The Yankee season's over, so of course they're firing everybody in New York. And we'll talk about the Orioles' search for a new manager and how detailed that is going to be. Baltimore and Atlanta appear to be the two most attractive jobs. Does Mike agree with that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back to your phone calls. We got NFL lunch coming up, top of the hour. Stick around for that. Vinny's film breakdown of the Rams offense. And if you're the Ravens D, it's like, oh, crap. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, who's actually based in L.A. with the beautiful people. He'll be in town in a couple of weeks when his Bears come to visit the Ravens. But first things first, baseball playoffs. The Orioles could use a new manager. I don't know if you heard that story lingering over the last couple of weeks. He's Oriole Hall of Famer. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline to welcome in Mike Bordick. Bordy, what is up?
Bob, how are you, man?
I was doing all right. I was wishing we had some Chuck Bucks to hang out at Pickles. And
I know, man. I could go for a double bacon burger right now. I know
watch that. You house yes. a burger in about 2.5 seconds, Mike Bordick, that carnivore that he is. Now, the Orioles managerial search is underway, as Mike Elias himself said when he met with the media over a week ago. I saw one, Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com, is writing about it, where Ryan Flaherty is an odds leader in one capacity. What, David Ross is another guy whose name's been brought up, even though he had actively said he wouldn't mind that Atlanta job. What kind of intel, Mike, are you getting, and what kind of manager do the Orioles need for a team that is still young in a lot of areas, but still coming off a very disappointing season, and is expected, and I've been saying it to you and anyone listening, what the Blue Jays are doing this year, the Orioles are doing next year, so who's going to be leading that charge? Who should be?
Yeah, I like it. Well, you know what? There are a couple different ways, obviously, to look at this. I think continuity is going to become really important, especially if it is indeed this young core that tries to lead this team into the postseason. So that said, in my opinion, Manzolino is probably going to be the odds-on favorite. I think it's going to be tough to bring people in because they have to agree exactly with what appears right now with exactly what Mike Elias wants. So if you don't follow that type of protocol and his standard, then you're probably not going to be the manager of the Orioles. Now, that said, if ownership has all of a sudden said, we need a change. I mean, this has to be, you know, we got to start getting some baseball in here, teaching these guys the right way to play situational baseball, where to throw the, you know, the balls, this and that. Then go ahead out there and try to get a more, like a Buck Showalter type of personality. You know, somebody that's going to pay attention to the actual detail of baseball and not just follow the minutia of analytics. So, I guess we're going to find out. I tend to think that it's going to just fall right back in Manzolino's favor.
Now, keep your Mike Elias hat on, Mike Bordick. And one guy in particular, when you look at arbitration figures and do you tender him or not, is Ryan Mountcastle. He's due to make, according to MLB trade rumors, $1 million raise going into 2026. And you and I have discussed, you know, Kobe Mayo had a really good September. Could it be an attractive trade piece along with insert prospect here to get a starting pitcher? I mean, Pablo Lopez could be available in Minnesota, apparently, among others. What do you do with Mountie, and what do you do with Mayo?
Yeah, one of those guys is going to get traded, okay? Either they're going to trade Mountcastle just because of the increase in salary and say, no, we're just going to run with the young guys. We got too many first basemen as it is. Basayo's going to play first, Rutschman probably, and Mayo. And they take the chance that way. Or they try to, you know, if somebody comes in and says, yeah, we'll take Mayo,
for sure. We think we can project out on him and really think he's going to be a power hitter, and maybe that, you know, that will help the value in a potential trade. But one of those two guys is definitely gone, just because they're running out of room, and we've seen what's happened when, you know, some of their younger players kind of don't get those opportunities. And maybe that last month of the season was enough for them to believe in Mayo and think that he can be a consistent offensive contributor next year. I don't quite see that just yet, and I don't quite see that consistency with a lot of their young offensive players right now. But, you know, if they were going to trade, you know, one of those guys, it wouldn't bother me as long as it's getting a pitcher back in return.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get to the playoffs. Yankees are done. Game four last night. Mike, your thoughts on the way John Schneider and, you know, Mike did play for Toronto during his career. The way he handled things. He walked Judge, you know, with an out in the inning. He manipulated the bullpen brilliantly. I thought, what about Schneider and the job he did navigating Toronto through the Yankees and in the Bronx in particular there?
Oh, man. You know, Schneider's up there. It seems like he's always anxious and nervous, but, and I love him, too. I knew him when I was in that organization as an infield coordinator as well. You know, he did. He pressed the right buttons, that's for sure. But I will say this about this Toronto team, and it's something that, you know, it gets brought up only in the postseason. They make more contact than their opposition. They put the ball in play and put pressure on the opposing team's defense. It isn't about exit velocity. It's about put the ball in play and let's try to scratch out some runs, and they're winning with that formula. I was really surprised that their bullpen stepped up the way it did in yesterday's ball game, but I don't think the Yankees are all that either. Every year they're hyped as the best team, all the offensive numbers, but they don't play baseball. They just, okay, you can tell everybody that they're going to win 93 games, they're going to hit 250 home runs, but they never go anywhere after that. They don't play the game, man, especially playoff baseball. Man, you got to put the ball in play. You better be able to know how to bunt, and you better be able to know how to defend a bunt. And we've seen it a couple times with some of the more successful teams. The Blue Jays put immediate pressure on an opposing team and the pitchers. Very frustrating team to face. And, of course, they have the power threats in there as well. So, you know, this is a team that's on a nice little roll. If their pitching continues to step up, you know, who knows with the Blue Jays, man. We see it when teams get hot and they believe in themselves, they can make a nice run.
Hey, Bordy, what do you think about Cubs, Brewers, and the Dodgers and the Phillies? Who's going to win those deciding games?
Yeah, well, I think we're all kind of fans of the Brewers. Yep. You know, they get rid of everybody, yet they're playing baseball the right way, and that's another kind of thing. You believe in yourself, you execute the game the way it's supposed to be played, and you have success. And that group right now is believing in themselves as well as any team in baseball, I think. So I think they're going to be a tough team to beat. I still think the Dodgers are the team, you know, just because they match up so well now. They've got so many arms. I was a little surprised that the Phillies bats woke up. I mean, Schwarbino or whatever the heck you want to call him, man. He was like 0-for-20 coming into that game and then hits two home runs, right? So if you wake those guys up, watch out. So the Dodgers better be on their game tonight and pitch, you know, a little bit better. So that's what it's going to take. But I think the Dodgers are a strong team. But when they match up with the Brewers, I'm pulling for the Brewers, man, because, listen, we all want to see good baseball. You know, play the game the right way, and you should be rewarded for it.
Bordy, who's going to be playing Toronto in the ALCS real quick?
Woo, man, oh, man. I am so happy for Detroit because the first half of the season, best team in baseball, hands down, right?
Yep.
They were cooking, and next thing you know, like every team, they just turned and couldn't get it back together again. And just a lot of sputtering offensive players. They're kind of right in the ship right now. And this game with the Mariners at Scooble on the bump for Detroit is a marquee game, right? Because I love the fact that the Mariners haven't even been to a World Series, so you got to kind of root for them. But Detroit, they still have, you know, great legacy. You know, Hinch is a proven manager, and I think this is just going to be a marquee game for not only Scooble's career, but I think for Detroit to take the next step. So I think the Blue Jays are going to be playing Detroit.
He's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Bordy, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week. And by then, maybe the Orioles will have a manager, because if it's not done by the World Series, don't they kind of tell you to wait until after the World Series to make these sort of announcements?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Man, oh, man. Let's go. We can't wait. We got to get going, guys. We got to go.
All right, Bordy. We'll talk to you, brother. There's Mike Bordick, everybody. By the way, the wild card ratings for baseball up 64%. From last year.
Why do you think?
Boston played New York.
Oh, okay.
There you go. And then you got Philly and Dodgers now. So yeah, that's going to be moving the needle ratings-wise. So it's good baseball getting some – I mean, good luck finding what channel the games are on. It's like
no
the
doubt.
NCAA tournament, but it is what it is. When we come back, we'll have some highlights from last night's games. So stick around for that. We got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. And then Vinny's film breakdown of that Rams offense. They're good, but they're 3-2. Why? Our tailgate show, me, Ken Wyman, and Nolan, live from Brew Brothers, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. We start at 10, and then Vinny and Tim and Mike Preston and Cordell and everybody else takes over at 11. But let's look back at what happened last night, yesterday afternoon, in the world of the Major League Baseball playoffs, minus the Orioles. And in the Bronx, Yankees taking on the Blue Jays. Boy, it was a stressful game. I mean, I was rooting for Toronto like they were the Orioles. I got to be honest with you. Schlittler was pitching his ass off. And then Aaron Boone went to the bullpen. And this guy came through with a big two-run hit.
And there it is. Clement will come in to score. Jimenez behind him. And it's a huge two-run single for Nathan Lucas to give the Blue Jays a three-run lead.
Yeah, 4-1 at the time. They would tack one another. The Yankees got a run in the ninth to make it interesting. Toronto got to have a bases-loaded jam in the eighth inning. Winning pitcher last night, Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Mm,
how about that? Bullpen game for the Blue Jays. Nolan, I'm sure Sir Anthony gets the win. Made you feel good.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But I'm not like you. I can't. Here, this ends my journey with the Blue Jays.
Okay.
They've done what they needed to do.
All right.
They took down the Yankees, and now I'm no longer compelled to root for a division rival. There's no reason to.
Yeah, but I they're not in the, like, I hated them in 92, 93 when they were the world champs, and it was Cito wouldn't put Messina in the All-Star game at Camden Yards. But they do have Gausman, who we like, Santander, who we like. Clement looked like Robbie Alomar in this series against the Yankees. So, yeah, I'm still riding with them. Got nothing against Seattle or Detroit, full disclosure, but come on.
I just think both of those are a little more, like Seattle, obviously, what Bordy just said, not ever being a participant in a World Series,
nope.
You got to root for them. And Detroit, all right, sure, they've been there. They've had their ups and downs, but there's no beef between them and the Orioles.
It's Scooble against Kirby tomorrow. Wasn't Kirby our guy for Cy Young?
No, it was Gilbert.
No. Keep getting them confused. Gilbert's the one who pitched the other day in that one. You sure it wasn't Kirby? Can we take Kirby?
Well, we got it wrong either way. I mean,
you don't think either one of us could have?
Vinny had the Scooble, yeah.
He might not win it. It might be Crochet in Boston when it's all said and done. First ALCS for Toronto since 2016. Well, speaking of the Tigers, taking on the Mariners, trying to BG's it, staying alive. How about Javi Baez's rejuvenated career? Keeps rejuvenating.
Quick, and now two more. Baez! First play!
Baez goes deep, so does Glaber. And Riley Green, 4-3 was the final score as the Mariners had a chance to win it, didn't. Detroit, they advance. Well, they didn't advance. They tied the series, advanced to game five. Now, it's a travel day, obviously, going out to Seattle. Scooble taking on Kirby. That game is on Fox. It was 9-3. I don't know how I'm talking. Can't even read my own handwriting here. Anyway, but it's a game five. Always fun. Always exciting on a Friday. Something for the Bobster to drink beer to other than when he normally drinks beer to, which is whatever is on television at the time. Cubbies taking on the Brujas. This one was 4-3. And PCA got a big BH.
Pete Crow Armstrong delivers with a base hit to right. That'll score two, and the Cubs have the lead in game three.
Pete Crow Armstrong, two-run single there. 4-3 was the final score. Bush goes deep as well for the Chicago Cubbies. Two ribbies for this kid Bowers for Milwaukee. Home run, drove in two, but it wasn't enough. Brewers still lead the series 2-1. Game four of that one is coming up tonight at 9:08. And that one's going to be Peralta against Boyd. Remember, Boyd got his brains beat in game one of that series. And then late last night, Dodgers going for the sweep. Because they had swept Cincinnati. The Dodgers were trying to pull a Cincinnati 1976 Big Red Machine. Reds going undefeated in the playoffs. But Schwarbs, he said, nah, we're not having none of that.
And now Schwarber, a high towering fly ball. That one is deep. Hernandez will watch it fly. It's another bomb. Kyle Schwarber has done it again. And the Phillies have busted it wide open here in the eighth.
That's TBS on the call there. That was a Schwarbaum, his second of the game. Realmuto went deep as well. Clayton Kershaw pitched out of the bullpen, got bashed. He walked three, gave up five runs, four of them earned. Even after the game, he was kind of like, what the hell just happened out there? I don't know if you heard, but Matt Stafford and Clayton Kershaw were friends when they were in.
They went to high school together.
Yeah. Well, they played Little League Bay. It's kind of a joke that we're going to have fun with Mike Harmon.
Even Stafford wouldn't have put him in the game.
No. Stafford might have pitched better than Clayton Kershaw did last night. But we talked yesterday about Nola versus Ranger Suarez, and they combined for what? Seven innings?
Mm-hmm.
And only one run given up. So the Phillies win 8-2. They live to see another night. It is Sanchez against Glasnow in game four of that series. 6:08. Both games tonight, by the way, on TBS to make the viewing easier for you. So it's October baseball. It's fun. It's exciting. It's awesome. The Yankees are done. Blue Jays advance. Seattle hadn't been there in the championship series since 01. Ichiro's rookie season. Detroit's been there, but they haven't been in the World Series since 84. It's crazy time. Brewers haven't been to the World Series since 82. Where are the Orioles? They're only team missing that 82, the Orioles, whatever. When we come back, we're going to talk some football, NFL lunch style. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh. We're going to hear from Zay Flowers. We're going to hear from Rashad Bateman. Hey, did you stop running your route that led to the pick, Rashad Bateman? He's going to explain that we may have misinterpreted what we saw on video there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.